Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're in the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios in New York. I'm Pharrell with Mafia and Carver High. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Our toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS, is brought to you by Geico. You can save a bunch of money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. Don't forget to sign up for PharrellOnTheBench.com. You get every college pro pick every week, every game, everything that matters. Baseball through the World Series, boxing, MMA, every big fight. You get them all on PharrellOnTheBench.com. You get an email every day with all the picks, ranked favorite to least. You're going to love it. I hit tons of games. People go crazy. They think it's incredible because it only costs a buck a day. Every pick, every game, every day, the best picks, PharrellOnTheBench.com. Sign up today. Hide the money from your wife. It's a good idea. So Baker Mayfield is talking about the hype is real. And others, you know, many people believe the Browns have been pushed too far, too fast. And Mayfield said, you got to be even keel, but both things are going to go on at the same time. It sounds right that Mayfield says chatter doesn't matter, but it's clear the quarterback has heard the negative view over the course of the offseason. What negative view? What negative view? All that I've heard is they're going to win the Super Bowl. That's all I've heard. What is this negative they're talking about? What's wrong with the Browns besides nothing? Do they have literally no problem? What is their problem that they have? You got to believe in it and take it one week at a time, because I wouldn't say that everybody wants to beat us. I think in the media and everything that comes with the hype around our team right now, people want to see us lose just because the hype is so real. But we got to go out there and take it one week at a time. We're trying to win every week. Well, who isn't? And I'll tell you another thing. It's funny coming from – it really is to me. It's hilarious. You're 7-8-1, but you're going to win every week now? You're going to win every game, huh? Well, good luck with that. It just doesn't work that way. And let me tell you something. How many games have they won in the last 10 years? 10 games? I mean, in, literally, in the last 10 years, how many games have they won? 10? 15? Honestly, it's so bad that, like, listening to a team like that brag about their season that's upon us, that they're going to win it all, or that the hype is real, or all this other nonsense. When you've never done jack ever, you need to shut up. You need to just go play. Carver, you've said this from a million times over. Win, go 500. Win 9 games. Win 10 games. Earn a wild card. Win the division. Do something before all these other proclamations. They have never done anything, but they're talking like the end game is that they're going to win it all. It's so funny to me. It's hilarious. Every day I talk about this because it drives me nuts.
The absolute expectations right now, week one, if you were a Browns fan, should be let's have a winning season. That should be the expectation. Then as the season goes on, you start to raise the bar a little bit. Okay, you know what? Let's make the playoffs. We want to be a playoff team this year. If you get to late November, early December, and you got a chance to win the division, then you say, let's win this division. And then you move it on. Let's get home field. You know, you set the bar as the year goes on. You don't have the track record or what's gone on the last few years. You're not the Patriots. You're not the, you know, the Saints or any of these other teams that have had some track record over the past few years. You got to set the bar to some manageable stuff. And if you get more than that, that's outstanding. That's a home run year. You have a great time. You have fun. Everybody get drunk in Cleveland, have an outstanding time. But
woo!
but to just before you get to week one saying, you know, we're going to be in the Super Bowl, the AFC title game, or like, I mean, Pitt, like you've said this a bunch too, Pittsburgh and Baltimore are sitting there in that division. And they're not the same probably teams that they've been over the past few years.
At all.
But they still have guys
they
and
still
pieces.
Got the goods.
They still have some pieces of guys that have been there. So they're not just going to walk in and hand you that division.
Do you think those two are licking their chops, the Steelers and Ravens?
No, look, I think that the Browns showed both of those teams last year that you know, they're going to be better. and they saw what Baker Mayfield could do, and that they're going to be a better team. So I think they know coming in to expect from the Browns, and that they're going to give them a fight, and it's going to be a three-team race in the AFC North, and nobody's going to run away with it. I don't think any of those teams are going to run away with
it. I won't deny that I think that Mayfield could have a special hookup with OBJ. Odell Beckham and Baker Mayfield, as advertised, should be unstoppable. I mean, this guy, Mayfield, can flat-out play football. There's no denying his talent. I like his game and his arm, and I like his edge. I think that he's going to hook up with OBJ like nobody's business, in way more than Eli Manning ever did. I think this guy's going to take advantage of that. I will give you that. I'm going to give you that, that those two are going to be special.
Well, part of the reason,
I have a problem with the rest of the team. I don't think they'll do what he does.
Obviously, they have – this is what we talked about this last week. They now have reasons to make you believe. That's why you're there now, and you want to talk about this stuff. Because through this whole run since the Browns have been back, you know, when they moved back to Cleveland and got the team back,
right,
they haven't had a franchise quarterback at all. And now they probably have one. And they haven't had a dynamic, game-changing, a guy who could put the ball in his hands anywhere on the field and he could score, which is what Beckham could do. They have both of those things now. And that's why the hype is there. But why do people want to see them lose outside of Cleveland or outside of other places? Because guys like Baker Mayfield, and I like Baker Mayfield, even when he was at Oklahoma, he rubbed a lot of people the wrong way with a lot of things that he does. Odell Beckham.
I mean, he's as cocky as they
come. A lot of people find Odell Beckham painful. They find him painful. If you're, you know, just talk to Giant fans over the last couple of years. They find the guy painful.
So that's why people hate him.
And that's why outside of Cleveland, if you're not a Browns fan, people aren't going to be rooting for that team this year.
Because those two guys rub people the wrong way.
They can absolutely be a good team this year, but people are going to root against them because they just don't like those guys.
But I would guess that my feeling would be that, Mafia, that the Browns fans, they actually love it. I think they think they're lathering up in this stuff. They think this is awesome, that they got two guys that are as, you know, talented and studly as Mayfield and Beckham. They have those two guys on their team, so they love the fact that everybody hates them, because people do hate Mayfield and Beckham because of their cockiness everywhere else, because you're not that's not your team. If Beckham was on my team, if he were playing, you know, he played for the Giants, so it's not my team either, but if you had him on your team, you love him, and if you have him on the other team, you hate him. It's just that simple. Love him or hate him. It's if you got him, you're happy as a pig in shack, and if you don't have him, you hate his guts.
Of course, and just ask, you know, as Carl was saying, ask the Giants fans about that, because they backed up this guy till the day he was out the door. Every Giants fan explained away every stupid thing this guy did, because it's OBJ, and, you know, he's incredible on the field. He can do whatever he wants. I mean, you said that he's going to have a more special connection with Mayfield. I mean, he had a great connection with Eli. Eli threw the ball to him all the time. The guy got banged up and wasn't on the field for a bunch of games, and then the guy was doing stupid stuff and got, you know, brought the drama into it, and that's what they didn't like, but there was no problems on the field with him connecting with Eli. That ball was always in his hands. Those other guys didn't matter on the receiving core or the tight ends. None of that mattered until he got hurt and went down. But what's going on with the Browns right now, and it's not the same exact because they weren't on the same talent level as the Browns have right now with guys like Mayfield, guys like OBJ, all these guys that they've brought in. But this reminds me a lot, as a Jets fan, when Rex Ryan was there, especially, you know, the second year after they went with Sanchez to the AFC title game, it was, well, we're going to win the Super Bowl this year. All the talk about how they're going to be the best, how they're going to knock these teams off before they did anything. Yeah, they made it to the title game, but they hadn't won a title since 69. And what happened? They fell flat on their, you know, they made it far again and once again fell on their face. Like, all these bold predictions are great until all of a sudden you don't live up to it and everyone throws it in your face.
Oh, God, they throw it in your face like no other.
Of course.
If you don't live up to the hype, you are going to get abused like you have no idea.
Sanchez made two title games. What is everybody remembering for?
Nothing.
The butt fumble.
Yeah,
that's
nothing.
The only thing they remember him
they
for.
They remember him for nothing. I'll tell you what I remember him for. A, I like the guy. I'm friends with him. That's cool. B, he made a ton of money in the NFL, and he sucked. So there you go. Steve in Massachusetts, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
How you doing, Scotty?
Hey.
You know, I couldn't listen to you guys for 19 days. I've been listening to you for so many years. And starting August 5th, when you went on the airwaves, you guys have only been on from 1 to 2 in the morning. I've
right.
only been able to listen to you guys for right. only 1 hour.
Well, I mean, listen, Steve, let me be clear, all right? I've tried to be real straightforward about this. All you have to do, this is real simple.
Yeah.
Download radio.com app on your phone or on your computer at home, and it is all 4 hours uninterrupted. It's great. You got to do it. You got to use it. It's simple. It's easy. It works. It is pain-free. So just do that, and then you don't have to, like, play this game. I just so you know, I have nothing less than zero. I have literally nothing less than zero to do with when stations air me, what hours, what time, what day. You know, a lot of them carry play-by-play, like, you know, EEI carries the Red Sox. I have, obviously, the Red Sox are 50 million times more important than me. I get that. So, and then they have late night programming, and then they carry me from 1 to 2 in the morning. It is what it is. So if you like 1 hour, you got me from 1 to 2 in Boston. If you like 4 hours, listen on radio.com, and then you don't have to be a bee about it. Everybody's been crying about the situation in Boston. Well, it happens all over the country. In markets where I'm preempted for whatever reason. On satellite radio, I'm preempted every single night because they use the channel for play-by-play. During the day, all day long, they carry every show. At night, they don't carry me, ever. So, but I'm on the app. I'm on the SiriusXM app. So I take what I can get, and I go with what I have, and it is what it is. And I can only tell you the easiest way to listen to me is radio.com because there's no problems. Radio.com is the answer to your problem because Boston's never going to carry me for more than an hour, and I don't really give a rat's ass what they do. How does that taste?
Yeah, the other station.
I don't give two shacks what they do or what they think of me or anything else. Cry me a river. I don't care what either station does. I really don't, because what do I have to do with their business model? Nothing. I have nothing to do with these people. In fact, I was on that other station in Boston for 7 years, and I never talked to one person once in 7 years from Boston, ever. Like from, you know, the station or their big power tree of big moguls that run the radio station up there. All these overpaid geniuses that run the radio station up there. I have nothing to do with any of them. I never talked to the guy once in 7 years. So you think I give a rat's ass whether he... I don't care if that guy falls off a bridge. I really don't. I don't have anything to do with anybody in this business. Zero. I just show up, do the show, kick ass, take names, go home, wash, rinse, repeat, and then the politics of who airs me when and where and why and what hours, I gave up caring about that a long time ago. I've been doing this 25 years national radio, and all I've ever gotten in syndication is shafted in markets where they carry other stuff, and then they go to me in the last hour or the last 2 hours. I can't control any of that, so I don't worry about it.
I've been listening to you, Scotty, since the 90s.
Right. So, I mean, the shows kick ass. If they want to air something else, go ahead. It's your prerogative. Do whatever you want. You're
Can
all
I tell
geniuses.
You a real quick story, Scotty?
They're all geniuses, the people that work, that run this company. So they're all geniuses. Far be it from me to get in the way of such wisdom and greatness and such powerful, smart, you know, high IQ people that I work for.
Can I tell you a real quick story, Scotty?
Yes.
Back in October, unfortunately, I had two major surgeries. And unfortunately, I had to have my foot amputated above the ankle. And
Jesus.
Then 4 days later,
Jesus.
Underneath the kneecap, they went up 4 or 5 more inches.
Oh.
And my sister, I said the morning before the surgery, it was on a Wednesday. This is how much I like you guys. I said, go to my apartment, get my radio, and bring it to the hospital where I had a tray. And I had the surgery at 7:30 that morning.
Right.
And I listened to you guys that night. To say I was in pain is an understatement, but
right.
That's how much I loved you.
Well,
guys.
I love that you follow us. Listen, do me a favor. Get someone, if you're not able to figure it out, get someone to download that radio.com app on your phone so that you every night you can Bluetooth it, you can put it in your car, you can listen on your phone, you can listen on a computer. It is awesome. And then you don't have to deal with all this other stuff. Like, so when it happened to me, just so you know, there's nothing I can do. I'm handcuffed. So I just roll with it. I can't sit around crying about all the different sports and preemptions and play-by-play and shows and hosts and millions of great programming decisions that are made in this country. I can't get in the way of it. I have no say. I just don't matter. So I just go and do the show every night. And if you can't get it on radio.com, then there's something wrong with you. Honestly, it's that easy. I tell everyone now, People ask me all the time, how do I listen to your show? And I just say radio.com. That's it. It's the easiest way. There's no more. All these stations and everything, it drives you nuts. It drives you nuts. Like, Mafia, how do you think I like the, being on never, like in Vegas or whatever, when the Dodgers are on? Or, I'm never on. In, like, 80% of these cities, I'm never on because there's some game on, right? So I gave up caring about that years ago. 855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
So Mafia earlier has said to me that he thought my language was deplorable tonight on the basketball court.
As it always is. I mean, that's no different from any other night.
And then my other teammate said that he came up to me after we, you know, brawled to this win and fought like dogs to get this win. What do you think he said to me after the game? Weren't you standing there with me when he said it to me?
Possibly.
He's like, you can't be cussing out your own teammates when they miss free throws.
Oh, no, I didn't hear that one. He told me afterwards.
Well, I was cussing when we missed them. I was not individually attacking people that missed them. We all missed them. I missed one, you know.
I didn't.
But they missed a bunch of free throws.
They did, yeah.
But
I wasn't
individually attacking anyone. I was individually attacking the misses. You know, when they miss, I'd cuss.
Right, you're reacting to those, but not specifically
right.
aiming
I'm not
at them.
Insulting my teammate at the line. I'm insulting the shot missing. You know, like, oh, God, it just won't fall. I mean, and then a couple cuss words. So I got the whole proverbial, you're scaring the young guards, the young ball hogs on our team that are very sensitive, apparently. You're not allowed to yell at them.
So upsetting the other team and ours as well.
I did. But I did reach out to both of them after the game to say I was not intentionally yelling at you at the line. I was yelling at the misses. The misses bother me. The turnovers bother me. The throwing the ball away bothers me. I hate that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, because it wasn't even... You know, plays that just didn't go our way, or they made a great defensive play. We just had a lot of dumb plays where we just turned the ball over easily.
I gotta tell you, what a night. And then all that overtime basketball, and then to sit in 2 hours of traffic. I gotta tell you, where do I sign up for that, you know? I gotta spend more time in traffic. Wayne in Baltimore on the Fan, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
That's why you're king of the world, Pharrell.
Oh, check it.
Come on now.
What's up, brother?
Hey, listen. It cracks me up, and it's so funny how these Cleveland fans think they're going to come into Baltimore, step on our secondary with Earl Thomas, who's laughing at the prospect of Baker Mayfield going deep on him and Odell beating him, along with Humphreys. But the big thing is, how is a first-year coach going to come into the AFC North and take the title from coaches like Tomlin, Harbaugh? Give me a break with this.
Well, I just think, I think it has less to do, I'll be honest with you, less to do with Freddie Kitchens than most people would believe. I believe it's more about Baker Mayfield, Odell Beckham, Landry, Callaway, their defense. Njoku, I think they're everything about that team. They have potential to do damage with the player, you know, talent level that they have. And then I think Kitchens just has to, you know, keep the ship going in the right direction. I think, you know, let's sail toward Hawaii. Let's not veer off course. Let's get to the Big Island, and we'll all have a good time once we get there. If he tries to be some glorified, Lombardi, and he's going to break all the, you know, coaching ranks and be the greatest coach in the history of the league, that's not happening. But I think that he could have a nice start by, you know, frankly, standing on the sideline and looking like a tough guy, like playing the John Gruden card. Like, Freddie Kitchens looks like this big fat dude. He might as well stand over there and act like one, like a tough guy. He doesn't shave. He's got the whole look like he just got out of a keg party. And just let your super talented quarterback and mega talented receiver and their tight end and everything else do their magic, work their magic, win games with talent, and don't worry about the coach that's coaching for the first time. This talk about you saying, oh, the first-year coach can't win in our division, I don't believe that. I think the team that's going to win the division will be the team that plays the best football, and it's not going to be because some guy's standing on the sideline with a headset on acting like he's a genius. I've heard all the genius stuff I can take after 2018 with McVay, okay? I'm going to hurl if I hear one more time that he's a genius after, you know, bending over in the Super Bowl with that wonderful genius performance of his getting his team ready. Do you hear him afterwards? I overcoached. I just did too much for the game. I was too prepared. I was too smart for my own britches. I heard all this nonsense. Genius my ass. I'll tell you what. Players win games. Coaches set you up to win games. Players have to make the plays. Coaches aren't making plays down at the goal line. They're calling plays. They're not making plays. So I don't buy into any of them. I don't buy into any coach. The only coach, I've told you this 5 million times, the only coach that matters in that league, in my opinion, when it comes to talking about being a genius, is Bill Belichick. That's it. There's no one else. Not your guy in Philly. Not the Tomlin who's been 8 of 12 years and won a Super Bowl. You can talk about all these guys you want. There's only one guy that's even in rarefied air you're allowed to talk about genius. The guy that's been to 50 Super Bowls and racked up enough rings for a lifetime. That's it. Some guy in L.A. that's never won jack. Shut up. I don't even want to hear it. Peterson did a nice job in Philly. He's been a good coach. To me, still, it's the players that make plays and that win games. I mean, they're going to win with Wentz on his back or they aren't. It's that simple.
Without a doubt.
He's either healthy and going to carry him to the playoffs and to a division title. Peterson's not bringing the division title. It's the players.
Yeah. I mean, there's no – now, obviously, the year they won the Super Bowl, they lost Wentz. They lost Jason Peters. They lost Jordan Hicks. They lost Darren Sproles. I mean, but like you said, the coaches put them in position. I think coaches lose – way more than they win. They get in the way.
Yeah. I'm with that. Yeah. Like, they have to stay driven, focused, planning, getting ready, having all the bases covered, know exactly what you're dealing with and who you're facing and what kind of plays you're going to see. Be prepared for everything, the onslaught. That's what a coaching staff is supposed to do for you. Not win games. What are you going to – hey, coach, what do we do now? We're at the fourth and goal at the one. What should we do? The players are going to make the play. The coach is going to make the call, and you have to execute. It's execution. Did you see Gruden? I saw this clip of him. You got to, Pharrell, and execute better. And he started cussing and yelling about execution because that's what his job is, to get players to execute.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
So attorneys representing this guy, Michael Avenatti, who's got his just own problems rolling these days. People know this guy, right? He was arrested and charged by federal prosecutors in March with attempting to extort $25 million from Nike by threatening to expose the company's alleged improper payments to high school and high-profile players in grassroots basketball. He pled not guilty. Wednesday, his lawyers asked a federal judge to dismiss the charges. Avenatti said, the evidence shows I have never been arrested, let alone, or I should have never been arrested, let alone charged. I was targeted. Nike, Zion, Duke, and many others have a lot of explaining to do. Here's the deal. So they're saying in this story today that Nike, an employee, at least approved, allegedly, under-the-table payments to former Duke star Zion Williamson and ex-Indiana star Romeo Langford. It says the offers, $35,000 for Williamson, $20,000 for Langford, were discovered among text messages, emails, and documents from 2016-17, providing or proving that Nike executives allegedly had arranged and concealed payments, cash, to amateur basketball players and their families and handlers, according to a motion filed in U.S. District Court in New York. There's no evidence that the offers or payments were made. So it's he said, she said, right? So the bottom line is that this guy, Avenatti, right? His name is Mudd right about now. Carver, you said today that after this story broke that a lot of, you know, basketball insiders that cover college basketball, you know, like Goody and all these other guys, they all said that he's a piece of Shaq Diesel and don't trust a word he says. It's
yeah,
all
a
lies.
Lot of the college basketball writers were tweeting about it today, basically saying, you know, not to really take much what this guy says to, you know. It is what it is. Like you said, he's a piece of Shaq, so.
Yeah. So all – and this thing has got a fallout like nobody's business. According to federal complaints, Avenatti threatened to hold a news conference on the eve of Nike's quarterly earnings call and the start of a men's basketball tournament, which time he would announce allegations of misconduct by Nike. So, Anyway, there's all kinds of stuff going around. This is craziness. That guy, he seems very angry, if you ask me. Jimmy Garoppolo had a bad day, allegedly. I guess Kyle Shanahan said the defense did great today, and he struggled. You never want to have a day like that. So when you do, you hope that you practice long enough to give him a chance to play out of it. He did break the skid with a TD pass, but not before he had several, including Richard Sherman, that picked off his passes. He threw, I believe, five straight passes attempted in practice were picked off. Five straight? Jesus. Hope they didn't get that on film. I'm sure somebody did, though. Antonio Brown is facing a civil lawsuit that alleges he stiffed a chef's bill of nearly $40,000 during the Pro Bowl last year. This guy goes by the name The Sports Chef, filed suit in Florida, and it's claiming that Brown's balance is $38,521, remains unpaid. He rented Brown an Orlando area mansion and hired the chef to prepare food for multiple days, a culinary show, and other services for 50 Pro Bowl teammates and many guests that came to his parties. Brown terminated the agreement, did not allow the chef to retrieve his equipment and food from the premises. This got testy. The chef added that he never got an official reason for the lack of payment. He said, I've cooked for countless NFL superstars and celebrities, and you name it, he's got a long list. Never once have I had a problem until this. My food is so good, and my mannerisms in someone's home is second to none. Brown's attorney said, we expect to be filing a motion to dismiss the complaint, and we'll be filing and let the filing speak for itself. Is there a day that goes by that Antonio Brown doesn't have some kind of drama going on? I mean, not one day of the year. Forget about training camp. How about one day of the year? Is there one day that he's not a headline?
Yeah, it does seem to all be kind of piling on right now, right?
Jesus.
Like, it's every day. It's something else.
Oh, it's just so ridiculous. What? And I'll tell you another thing. What do I care about his food bill?
No, do you think that if everything was going on like it has been lately, that this would even be
no.
out there?
No.
Right?
Buck in Minneapolis, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Man, I can't get enough of this radio.com app. I'm over-the-road truck driver. I've been bouncing around trying to find you state by state. Radio.com app's the way to go.
Bro, it really is. It's the end of all problems. Just it's so easy that I can't believe I have to every night sell it. Like it's,
Are you on in Chicago?
I'm on everywhere, but I'm only on, as you know, certain hours and certain days. You know, some nights I'm on for 2-3 hours. Some nights 1 hour. Some weeks I'm only on one night of the week. So I never know. I can never tell you when and where I'm on every single night. I just can't keep up with it. There's so many preemptions because of sports and stuff that it just is too overwhelming for me to follow. So all I do now anymore is I'm on everywhere. And then really the place to listen is radio.com because you don't have to deal with all the BS.
Hey, on the issue of Ohio State and their how they pronounce their college, it has irritated me for years. I'm almost ready to take a can of spray paint and go up to their college and spray paint another E on the word the to pronounce it D.
Yeah, I don't know. Listen, it's a great idea, except that everyone that goes up to spray paint on a college ends up in jail. Remember the guy down at Auburn with the tree and everything? Didn't he do some bad things to the tree and kill the tree, and then didn't he go to jail for a little while? Can't have it. Just cash that idea of bringing, you know, the graffiti to the campus. Just forget about it. Stop with that type of thinking. You're well on your way to predicating that you're going to do this, too. You've already mentioned on my show that your plan is to go there and I guess, graffiti the campus. Is that about right? Is that what he just told me he was going to do? You don't want to do that, bro.
The Ohio State.
Step back from that type of thinking, bro. Just stop. Shut it down. It's not going to work. It's problematic. You're going to end up in cuffs. Patrick in Virginia.
Scotty.
Yo.
Can I get a drink order real quick?
Absolutely.
Double Jameson, Bud Bottle.
J-Mo, cold Budweiser.
Shake it, oh.
Oh, shake it, oh.
You're the man, buddy. I try to listen to you as much as I can. I'm in one of those cities, D.C., where, you know, because the radio talent around here is so scary good.
Right.
You know, but I listen to you on radio.com. I listen to you on the Sirius app.
Great.
I love you.
Yeah, that's great. They both work really well, and it's just fantastic. It's so simple. Just everyone needs to hear me now. Just do either or. The radio.com app or that Sirius app, they both work, and I'm on every one of them every night, and that's all there is to it.
You're the man, buddy. I love you. I was looking at some I went out to the nearest casino.
Right.
Today, I'm looking at some futures, both in the NFL and football, or in baseball, sorry. Some of them are locally related. But the national ones, I love the win total on your Steelers over 9. I think they are having the kind of training camp that they've needed for a few years now, which is you're not hearing a word out of there. Quiet. Under the radar, let Cleveland get all the headlines. I think Pittsburgh's going to have a good year. I don't know what you think about that.
Well, I think it's going to be right there on the number. They're either going to win 9 games or they're going to win, honestly, 10 or 8. It's going to be 8, 9, or 10. I think that's who they are. We don't know, but believe me, Vegas is right on the number. I think they're dead right where it is. It's going to be either under 1 or over 1. It'll be that simple. Or they'll land right on 9-7 because they got their hands full with the schedule and the Browns and everything else and the Ravens. There's no denying they got to deal with the Bengals twice. I know the Bengals aren't that good, but you never know on any game anymore at all ever who's going to play well and win. I always revert back on this show to that Bills game against the Vikings. They were 16-point dogs, and they were up 27-0, whatever it was, the Bills, and the game was over. And that was in Minneapolis, and it was early in the season, and it was a game-changer and a season wrecker. I thought that ruined the Vikings season, and they never recovered from it. So you have no idea any Sunday ever what team's going to spank your ass and call you Charlie. You have no idea when you're going to get upset, when you're going to get beat, a game you should have won, should have, could have, would have, and you didn't. It never ends. It's every week. It's so unpredictable. It's ridiculous. So I'm not a big fan of, we do it all the time on here, try to pick futures and try to pick how many wins a team's going to have and all these geniuses going on a schedule and saying win, loss, win, 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 loss, win, loss, loss, win, 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 loss, win, win, automatic, 10 and 5. It's ridiculous. It is an absolute waste of time. It's a waste of time and energy. No one knows anything. Like, everyone, like, we've already put Alabama and Clemson in the national championship game. Why even play the games? Seriously, why even play them? Paul in Tennessee, you're on the bench.
Hey, what's happening, dude?
Hey, bro.
Just got another PSA for the people of East Tennessee once more.
Sweet.
Your team, at best, will win 7 games. I'm sorry, but it's just a fact of life.
How depressing was that phone call? I don't even know who he was talking about.
Well, I think I know who that was. And well, first of all, he was trying to tell all the Tennessee Vol fans that they're not going to win more than 7 games.
Oh, is that who he was talking about?
He said that the people of East Tennessee would like to tell them that they're...
They've spoken.
Yeah. And another PSA, and now I remember who he was, because his first PSA, remember when he called a couple of weeks ago to tell everybody... Stop telling me that I look like Coach Pruitt. You know,
it's that guy.
It's that guy again. So he had another missive for the people in Tennessee.
Also, he was the guy who said, "Don't stop coming up to me and
telling me that I look like Coach Pruitt." I'm not him.
I keep forgetting how smart that guy is.
And he just proved once again how smart he is.
Don't you think that I should be able to, like, every
valiant
night?
Valiant effort on the phones tonight.
Well, don't you think every night that I could have a guy like him come in here and I could take a break and have my dinner and just let him pour his genius on North America?
Give another missive, another PSA.
That was a great – he just taught me a lesson, that guy. Right? When he was talking, I didn't know. I actually had no idea what he was talking about. I thought he was talking about the Steelers.
Right.
No,
it was hard to decipher what it was that he was trying to get at, but when I realized who he was.
Yeah, I keep forgetting how absolutely brilliant that guy is. He's so smart. You know what he is? He hangs out with that Sean McVay guy in that Geniusville they live in. You know Geniusville? It's just north of Calabasas. Shut up, dude. Just shut. Shut up. Jesus. Anyway, there's so much violence. There's so many people disappointing me these days. Mafia, I'm doing the NBA ping pong balls right now for next year. Hoping the Knicks land the number one. Maybe they'll get a player like Zion who got paid all through high school. And Romeo Langford, he's another one. Got a bunch of cash for his family. Anyway, do you see these guys now flying around on private jets? How far they've come since Duke and IU, huh? And did you see him landing on his private jet? I mean, Jesus, what kind of world is this? Everywhere they go, it's like it's a freak show. How about this guy? I talked about him on the show last week, Bates or whatever his name is. Remember I talked about the high school kid? They're already saying that this kid is better than LeBron James. Have you heard it? Like nowadays, all you have to do is score 30 a game in high school and you're suddenly better than Michael Jordan and LeBron James. Everyone now is either as good as LeBron or you're nothing. It's Pharrell and a bench of this is CBS Sports Radio.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.